It is Sunday, June 23rd, 2013. I'm Kyle Callum.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Good morning.
Good morning. Doesn't it strike you as odd that we have this great opera program in Northwest Arkansas, and I swear to you, nobody knows about it?
People who've been here a while know.
I grew up going to it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm assuming that we're talking about the same one.
We are, opera in the Ozarks.
Yes.
Well, maybe more people know than I think, but I always have people surprised that there's an opera program.
Well, no, I agree.
There are a lot of new people
yes.
to the area.
It's interesting. I was talking to Jim Swigert, who's been there for 315 years, and used the phrase opera boot camp, and he didn't like it. But he does admit that it is an intense experience that pushes people to do more than they thought they could do. And Robert Swedberg, who's directing Puccini's Madama Butterfly and Donizetti's Elixir of Love, I'm not going to try it, says that it's a lot like community theater because you've got to be able to multitask.
Oh, yes, you do.
He has, so far this year, done the super titles that translate Butterfly and Elixir of Love into English. He has met with Larry Mansger, Eureka Springs artist, to choose watercolors that can be projected onto the stage instead of sets.
Nice.
He has negotiated with Keels Creek Winery for 200 empty elixir bottles with custom labels that have been sitting around town advertising Opera in the Ozarks' 63rd summer season. And he's auditioned for a local child to play Sorrow at the end of Butterfly.
Other than that,
he's been working on costumes and sets. 43 young people in this summer's company, ranging in age from 20 to 35, most of whom have experience, have degrees, and as Swigert said, this is that little bit of experience they need to step on the stage, not make a mistake, and have a career. So you can see Madame Butterfly, Pirates of Penzance, and Elixir of Love in rotation through July 28th, and their children's show is Cinderella, which will be at other odd times, including a whole bunch of Sundays at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium.
Right. Now, in years past, they've had some shows outside of Eureka?
They have three shows
at
the Arid Art Center.
Okay.
Madame Butterfly is the 14th of July. Pirates of Penzance is the 30th of June. And Elixir of Love is the 7th of July. I'm sorry, those are in no order whatsoever.
Well, I've always thought that season, if you're there and you're one of those, because you're playing multiple roles and multiple shows and multiple venues, it's always kind of like an opera Rubik's Cube. You're lining up, oh, today's the day I do this.
Oh,
here.
I think that's a great.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Have you ever done repertory theater?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
that's what it is.
It's repertory theater with singing in a different language.
All right.
Also today, the Sunday concert series happens at the Fayetteville Public Library at 2 o'clock.
1 ounce jig. We're going to hear some music
yes,
from them later.
Yes, we are.
Recording the Furman Garner.
If you have not been to those concerts, why? Really, why? They're free. They're great. And
they're air-conditioned.
This is not. The Old Crow Medicine Show is going to try to reprise its snow-canceled visit from May the 4th. Tonight at the Arkansas Music Pavilion, showtime is 7:30 and tickets start at $32.
Right. I'll be there.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.